Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, and welcome to the program. The phones are open here if you want to join our discussion. You can. The number 603-283-6160. We'll be talking about the latest corruption from Ukraine. Plus, speaking of corruption, the Bitcoin Beach, as it has been called.
Which one was this?
The town in El Salvador. El Salvador's experiment with cryptocurrency, with Bitcoin being a legal tender, has come back into the news. If we get the chance, we can talk about that, because now apparently Honduras is talking about doing a legal tender for Bitcoin there. There's been a handful of countries that ever since El Salvador had done what they did, which was September of last year, made Bitcoin legal tender, that have been looking to follow suit. So there's been some
Plus, anyone who's watching what's happening internationally is probably a bit concerned about holding U.S. dollar reserves.
I would be.
Indeed.
If I had any reserves.
With you tonight, it's Ian.
Are
you?
Nobody.
The phones are open here, and there was some good news, by the way, nobody in your case today. I don't know if you saw it yet, but Mark has been approved for communication with you, so you can now speak with our co-host, Mark Edge.
Groovy. Does that mean they finally flipped him?
So does this mean prior to this that if Mark had called on a night when, unlike a Monday night, Rich would have had to have left?
I guess we just not talked. If Mark had called in. Which, if he had called in, I would have told Mark that he should call back another night.
Fair.
But he didn't, so we didn't have to deal with that. Alright, so first news here from Reuters. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has now signed a decree. Because remember, the whole mainstream media pitch for Ukraine and the leftists and those people supporting Ukraine is all about, oh, Ukraine is freedom fight. It's all about freedom. They're standing up for freedom, because it's always there's always some side in an international conflict, even though they're both a bunch of tyrants, that gets labeled as the freedom fighters.
It's about being Nazi sympathizers and nothing else.
Now the news is he signed a decree that combines all national television channels into one platform, citing the importance of a, quote, unified information policy, unquote, under martial law, his office said in a statement on Sunday.
Wow, the Ukrainian Ministry of Truth.
Yes, so they've literally nationalized all of their television channels, and they are now forcing them to broadcast the same, what I presume to be, government propaganda channel.
And, you know, Americans don't even see an issue with this. One of the pieces I have is sort of related to this. That's seven things I used to believe until Putin and Trump proved me wrong. And one of those things is that they believed, until Putin and Trump, that a nation could no longer control what its citizenry was allowed to know and what it was allowed to read and could not read. And despite, you know, the gilded curtain that the West is putting up between us and Moscow, where they're blocking Russia Today and all this other stuff, and now Ukraine doing this, where we have our own Ministry of Truth and Propaganda, they don't see the issue with any of it, because it's the good guys doing it. They're just doing it to, quote, combat misinformation.
So it's only when Trump does it that this problem. Although
apparently
Trump didn't do anything of the kind that I can recall.
No, they're
Trump
complaining.
Was more the victim of propaganda than the perpetrator of it.
Right, and I want to get into your list coming up, because this isn't a detailed story. It's just like a quick two-paragraph blurb that this happened. It's being reported by the mainstream media. Again, Reuters reporting this, but there's almost no details. I mean, it's a two-sentence-long story.
Well, Reuters, I like them in the fact that they actually will report things that actually happen in the news. But Fox isn't going to pick this up and run with MSNBC. They're not going to pick this up and dive deeper to find out, oh, well, what exactly is Ukraine telling us people? But Reuters is like, hey, this is actually a thing that happened, and that's all we're going to say about it.
Yeah, and it says, the only other thing it says here is that the privately owned media channels in Ukraine have hitherto continued to operate since the start of the Russian invasion. The decree announcement made on the presidential website did not specify how quickly the new measure would come into force. Well, it probably is going to take them some amount of time to figure out the technicals of, we need to take this feed from our propaganda ministry and put it on your channel. So, you know, it could be another week or who knows what. As soon as they can get it done, I presume.
Well, it's okay. Thanks to Starlink, it turns out the people in Ukraine still have access to Russia today, so they can still find out what's actually going on in the world that their government doesn't want them to know about.
Yeah, kudos to Elon Musk for that move.
It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about this particular move.
So that's the story. I just thought it was worth pointing out because these people, you know, obviously are not about freedom. They're not about the freedom of information, which is one of the most basic freedoms on the planet. I mean, we've had so much ability to access information. We're spoiled by it. And now they're completely wiping that out for the people of Ukraine, at least as far as television viewers are concerned. Imagine flipping through your channels if you still have cable. I know cable's dying off or whatever, but if you still have cable, and you know, kids today might not even know what that is, but imagine flipping through and getting all the same government propaganda channel. That's all. This is like North Korea.
Isn't that pretty much what we get, though, when we flip through CNN and MSNBC? And I mean, yeah, they rephrase some of the stuff, but
yeah, they're
all saying the same thing.
The U.S. hides it so much better.
Yeah, no, your point is well taken. Certainly the quote-unquote private media in the United States is nothing but government mouthpieces. There's no doubt about that. But as Arya points out, they do hide it. They put on talking heads that make it sound like they have differing opinions on things, even though they both ultimately support the state. And so they've got a lot of people fooled.
And sometimes you end up with someone like Joe Rogan or Alex Jones or someone who, you know, may not be on mainstream media, but they do have a powerful presence in the media.
Every now and then they will let somebody on like that. I know Fox Business does have Kennedy, who hosts a show there, and she is a libertarian. She used to be an MTV DJ or VJ way back in like the
1980s. One of the very first.
Yeah, yeah. And now she's like a Fox News libertarian talking head.
She was a Fox then, too.
Yeah.
They used to have John Stossel as well.
They did have John Stossel. He's now doing internet-only, I think, content. So he's still making new content, but only on, I don't know if he's on Odyssey yet, but he's definitely on YouTube. But, yeah, you'll see an occasional, you know, Napolitano, Judge Napolitano, who's pretty much an anarchist, on Fox. I think he still occasionally guests on there. Not that I watch these channels or anything like that, but every now and then, the message of freedom can seep in if they talk to the right person. But now we're talking about just total Ukrainian propaganda straight from the government on every single channel. And that's not all. In other news, Zelensky has now suspended all other political parties.
Oh, this sounds so familiar.
Oh, wow.
Well, I don't know if it's all of them, but it's 11 of them. So, you know, maybe that's the supermajority of them. I don't know how many political parties they have in Ukraine.
Who else was it who seized power and then got rid of all of the competing political parties?
I don't know.
I mean, there were a few different people who did that. Putin was definitely one of them, I think.
It's happened
in
China.
Communist Party is still outlawed in Russia.
The Communist Party is outlawed in Russia?
So I'm told.
I didn't know that. That's interesting. You have to tell Sarah that when she calls in tonight. Blow her mind.
She won't believe him.
No, of course not.
Jessica, you're making that up. Or she'll just ignore it.
So Zelensky has now ordered to suspend the activities of 11 political parties. This is according to IndiaTimes.com. 11 political parties with alleged links to Russia. The largest of them is the Opposition Platform for Life, which has 44 out of 450 seats in the country's parliament. So good. 10% of parliament. The party is led by Viktor Medvedchuk, who has friendly ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Also on the list is the Nashi Party. And they go on, you know, which ones are on this list. But, I mean,
there just aren't any heroes in this garbage. I mean, that's usually the case for war, but That's an outright villainy.
Yep.
I'm abolishing the party of 10% of the parliament.
This is like Venezuela-level kind of tactics, right? Crack down on the opposition. Make it so only your party can run in the elections. The number here is 603-283-6160. Coming up, seven things that someone on the left has formerly believed until they say Putin and Trump proved them wrong. And, Aria, you have that story. We're going to get into it. And you can share your thoughts with us.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you're invited if you want to join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
Are you?
Nobody.
And the phones are open. Of course, you can also join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com, and you can join our social media platform. It's social.freetalklive.com. It is an open source, self-hosted, federated system known as Mastodon, and it's been working pretty great. It works a lot like Twitter, just without the evil mega corporation behind it. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Mehdi is on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Mehdi.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Mehdi.
So I came across something that the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System came out with. It's a paper that's come out January 2022. It says research and analysis, and it's called Money and Payments, the U.S. Dollar in the Age of Digital Transformation.
Hmm.
And it's a public thing that one can just Google that title, I guess, and see and find it. They are also actually, interestingly, on their website, it's on the Federal Reserve website, they're asking for feedback and opinions on this, the different topics that they talk about. So they're basically talking about a central bank digital currency. And they have different things on it, the uses and functions of it, the potential benefits of it, and the potential risks for it. I want to know if I can just read out the executive summary for the listeners. It's like seven sentences.
Yeah, go for it.
But it kind of gives a – so the executive summary, it says here, for a nation's economy – some of it is actually funny. For a nation's economy to function effectively, its citizens must have confidence in its money and payment services. The Federal Reserve, as the nation's central bank, works to maintain the public's confidence by fostering monetary stability, financial stability, and a safe and efficient payment system.
Well, they've failed.
If
that was their real goal, which of course we all know it's not.
They have maintained a stable downward trajectory, for whatever that's worth.
Not in the last 2 years.
I mean, it's still steadily going downward. I mean, it's a safe bet,
it's more steadily going down now than previously.
Yeah, it's a predictable downward trend, I guess. But it says here, this paper is the first step in a public discussion between the Federal Reserve and stakeholders about central bank digital currency, CBDCs. For the purpose of this paper, the CBDC is defined as a digital liability of a central bank that is widely accepted to the general public. In this respect, it is analogous to a digital form of paper money. The paper has been designed to foster a broad and transparent public dialogue about CBDCs in general and about the potential benefits and risks of a U.S. CBDC. But it also explicitly states here, the paper is not intended to advance any specific policy outcome, nor is it intended to signal that the Federal Reserve will make any imminent decisions about the appropriateness of issuing a U.S. CBDC. So I just thought it was interesting. I thought maybe your listeners would also like to know about it, that, you know, because they do ask for feedback, and, I mean, those listeners that are, you know about the cryptocurrency really well will probably be able to critique it better, because some of the things that they say are pretty funny, too, like in the actual thing. It seems like they want to make it into a central, like they're going to keep tabs on it. They said that they have ways that they can also make the CBDC have recurrent payments or something like that, like write it right in the CBDC. I don't know how they would do that, but maybe if someone is on some kind of welfare program or something, that it just automatically gets to the other account.
Yeah, that's definitely something they're going to use this for if they go forward with it, and it almost seems like, you know, how could they not decide to do this? It's only the banks that could possibly stop them.
Yeah, but the banks don't want them to do it.
That's what I'm saying. The banks don't want it, so that's the only reason why this could possibly be stopped, is if they are
right.
If they're so allied with the banks that they're willing to give up the future of being able to totally control everyone's digital wallets with this, you know, digital dollar.
I think they will, because the banks are going to go into this holding on to the delusion that somehow they're going to defeat cryptocurrency. They don't have a plan. They don't have a strategy. They just have nothing but that hope that they can cling to.
Wait. So you're saying that the banks are going to, that they're not going to come out with a CBDC? Are you predicting they're not going to come out with a CBDC because of the banks?
Yes.
What do you think, nobody?
I think they probably will. They'll find a way to let the banks loot us through it, and then the banks won't mind.
Yeah, certainly.
So long as they can rob us, they don't care what happens.
With the CBDC, though, the need for the banks becomes non-existent, right? Because then you just have an account with the Federal Reserve Bank instead of with Wells Fargo or Bank of America or whoever.
Yeah, but I bet you, I think nobody's right on this. I think that they're going to come out with some sort of two-tiered system where, you know, the Federal Reserve isn't going to do loans, right? They're just going to handle...
Why not? They already do loans.
Not to individuals.
I don't see any reason why they couldn't, though.
Well, they're not set up for that, right? Like, they don't have a bunch of satellite offices. Yes, there are multiple Federal Reserve banks or whatever around the country, but those are, you know, the Federal Reserve works primarily with banks. And so when, you know, Joe and Sam want to go down to get a car loan, they're not going to the Federal Reserve Bank. And I don't think they're going to be able to build out that bureaucracy in as quick of a manner as they would have to be able to satisfy the demand for people who want to get loans. So I think what they'll probably do is they'll just let the banks give out CBDC loans. Don't you think?
I would imagine, yeah.
Medi, is this something they're talking about in Canada as well? I know you, you're calling up from up north there. Are they talking about a Canadian CBDC?
Not that I'm aware of. No, I'm not sure. Okay. I mean, not that I'm aware of, about a Canadian CBDC. This I just came across, I think, like on a Facebook thing or something, and I thought it was interesting that the Federal Reserve actually has a paper out in January 2022. And what you're saying about the... one of the downsides, actually, that they were saying in here is actually bank runs. So they're saying that one of the potential downsides is that people will go more towards the CBDC instead of the bank, whatever they have in their computer, and then so they'll basically be bank runs. That's one of the potential drawbacks of a CBDC, according to this paper.
How would a bank run work with the CBDC? I'm not clear on that. Presumably the CBDC would not be available through a bank.
Well, it's digital, right? So the bank couldn't run out in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, so what they say as far as that is concerned, I think maybe the banks can have it. But they have here as far as the potential risks. Oh, where did it go? I got to find it in here then. It was in here. I just saw it.
We'll see if we can dig up more information about it. But I will tell you this, Medi, just a quick search here shows that Canada's Bank of Canada, which I presume is your equivalent of the Federal Reserve, is talking with Massachusetts Institute of Technology about researching CBDCs for Canada. So you got they're working on it up there, too. Thanks for the heads up on this, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. If you want to weigh in on the idea of a central bank digital currency, there's a lot of talk going on around about this. They're taking it very seriously. It's not official yet, but we will see. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Avoiding putting U.S. and NATO forces on the ground in Ukraine is the best way to avoid World War III. That's what President Biden believes. The White House saying the most effective role the nation can play is by continuing to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. This as the Ukrainians continue to reject the Russian demand to surrender Mariupol. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby adding,
the Ukrainians are very much defending Mariupol. The Russians have tried to encircle Mariupol, surrounding it both from the north and from the south or up the coast.
Good news for Apple users as Apple services are back following an outage reported Monday. Some of the programs experiencing problems were iMessage, iCloud, and the App Store. This is USA Radio News. Senators are considering the nomination of federal judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the U.S. Supreme Court. President Biden nominating Jackson to replace the retiring liberal justice Stephen Breyer. As far as some of the things you won't be hearing from the Republicans when it comes to this Senate confirmation hearing, Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
No one is going to inquire into your teenage dating habits. No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer?
The Biden administration is pushing for energy independence by switching to renewable energy. Speaking on Fox Business Network's Varney & Company, former President Donald Trump says that will not be powerful enough and we should begin producing more oil domestically.
The wind is very intermittent. It doesn't work well, and it's the single most expensive form of energy. And we have clean, natural gas. We have more energy than any other country.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And the number, if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I do have this document pulled up that Mehdi brought up here. He actually emailed it over earlier today. It's a 40-page long, which, as far as government reports are concerned, is relatively short.
Yeah, that's, you know, a couple of hours of reading. It's very, you know, lawyer-esque.
Yeah, and it's not lawyer-esque, actually. It's pretty, at least from what I've been scanning through here, obviously I've not read the 40 pages, but I did want to find the part that Mehdi was talking about with the Federal Reserve Bank issuing a 40-page document about quote-unquote money and payments, the U.S. dollar in the age of digital transformation. And amongst other things, it does address...
They did not realize that they're almost 20 years too late.
Well, it is the
digital transformation. That's why I don't think the CBDC thing is going to happen, though, because...
Just because they're so slow and crappy
at
everything.
Yeah, by the time they roll this out, dude, it's going to be 2036 or whatever.
You might be right, but that said, that doesn't mean they're not going to give it their best shot for whatever that's worth.
That's true.
And they are, by the way, hiring people who work in the cryptocurrency industry to design this thing. So I don't know if you were aware of that.
Who are these sellouts?
There's a list of them somewhere, but people that have worked for like Coinbase and Circle, and some of the most sold out of all the cryptocurrency companies are involved in the designing of this stuff. So they're actually taking, according to Cyprian, who's a former host here, used to be known as Vin Armani, but he posted a lengthy video about it where he actually went over what came out of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology regarding this, their research that they had done, and not just research, but they'd put some sort of open source software together to, I guess, do some kind of level of technical demonstration of what the capabilities of this thing are. And they definitely lifted some concepts from Bitcoin when put this together. But, of course, it's a centralized database that has absolutely nothing to do with being a cryptocurrency. But some of the ways the database works or whatever, they took some ideas. I don't remember all the details on it, but he actually went through the code. He went through and he looked at this thing. And of course, it's exactly what you would expect it to be, and that is to say that they can delete your money at any time that they want to. You thought it was yours. No, no, no. It's their money that they're letting you use in the wallet they put your name on. They can go in and just click delete or whatever. And
they can already do that, really.
Remove it from existence. Well, they can't do it with cash.
Not paper cash, no. They can with digital cash.
But they can go to your bank and freeze accounts and then empty those accounts. There's no doubt about that. But this would remove that step. They would no longer have to actually go to the bank or send the bank a letter or
see,
send the bank
an
email.
After this, all they need is some sort of social credit system to keep track of the people who make the government angry. And if you lose too many points, then they can just cut off your ability to buy food.
That's right.
It's so simple. It's perfect. Why did it take so long for them to come up with this?
Well, because they're the government, and they didn't come
up with
it. I know,
but this gives them total control over our lives.
Yes. Which is why it's going to go forward. And there's an interesting detail here that I had been curious about, but they make clear, this is on page 20 of this document, and this is under the list of benefits, potential benefits of a CBDC. Cash, they say, is currently the only central bank money that is available to the general public, and it remains an important and popular means of payment. According to a 2020 survey, U.S. consumers used cash for 19% of total transactions, however, only 6% by value. So that's interesting. I did not know that cash was on that little use.
What year was this?
This was 2020.
That's not a fair year. Because
everyone was staying inside.
Yeah, that was a year of COVID where people preferred touchless payments and card payments.
True.
I mean, a lot of places wouldn't even accept cash for certain amounts of orders.
Some still aren't. From what I understand, Chipotle, I believe, is card only at this point. The Federal Reserve is committed, they say, to ensuring the continued safety and availability of cash and is considering a CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, as a means to expand safe payment options, not reduce or replace them. So
the USD, the paper currency, isn't a safe payment option. It can be counterfeit, and a lot of it's just steeped in blood, and a lot of it's used to buy drugs and, fund terrorism.
Yeah.
Not exactly the characteristics I look for in a safe, secure payment.
Well, obviously, it's just propaganda, what they're doing here. But it's interesting, though, this does tip their hand a little bit that, we're not looking to get rid of cash. Don't you worry. We think cash is important. Now, I think that's probably a lie. In the long run, companies like Visa and all these electronic payments methods, they want people out of cash. There's been a long-running push to get people out of cash.
It's so useful.
I agree with you. And that's why they understand they can't just flip a switch and get rid of cash. People will freak out. They can't do that.
Well, the other thing is when the CIA or whoever wants to pay somebody off the books, they have to use cash.
Sure.
That's true.
Or Congress people that are getting payments, from corporations that don't want it to be on the books, right? That has to be done with cash.
They were printing pallets of cash and sending them off to Iraq to buy people off.
So that's a great point. And these are reasons why, unofficial reasons why cash is going to stick around for some time. At least, it's interesting to see them acknowledge it here. It's like, we're just gonna if we bring this CBDC thing out, it'll just be another option for you. And of course, we know that the federal government will use that as its exclusive option for doing things like welfare payments, as many has suggested, or tax refunds, or any kind of payment that you would get from the federal government would have to be done through their CBDC. And of course, they'll mandate that all stores accept it. And so on.
Which is all, it's not good, but can you use it to, can you swap it out for something that's less controlled? Like, can I swap out that central bank digital currency for actual dollars or
that
for something even better?
Excellent question. And that, I don't know if they answer that in this document.
I imagine at the beginning the answer will be yes. But as time goes on, it's going to be more and more, oh, no, you can't do that.
I suspect that if the answer to that is yes in the beginning, then they will start to shut that off. But I think they're going to want people to only go one direction. And we'll get into the bank run concern here in just a moment, because Mehdi brought up that in the risks section of the CBDC in this document, that they've mentioned a potential for a bank run. And I want to get to that, but first I'll go to Sam, who's in Ohio. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think that, like, I just saw a thing today that they're talking, like, within the year they're going to be releasing it.
No way.
On one of the silver YouTube channels.
A silver YouTube channel? So like a silver gold kind of YouTube channel?
You remember the Reddit Silver Squeeze? They have a YouTube channel called Wall Street Silver. They were just doing a video today saying that there's a new document that came out. They were just looking at, by 2023, CBDC will be a thing, is what the federal document they were reading was saying.
I don't know about that. I mean, they haven't gotten Congress to approve this thing yet. I mean, there's going to have to be a bill put forward, I think, and I don't think they can just unilaterally decide, the Federal Reserve can just decide to do this without congressional approval, but I could be wrong about that, because I know that
I think what they'll do is they'll sneak it into one of those 2,000-page bills.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's certainly a possibility. It wouldn't surprise me if this got approved by 2023. Like, if it all of a sudden, you know, they fast tracked this thing. Somebody says, "Hey, we need an ability to print out $10 trillion, and the CBDC will make that easy to do UBI payments or, you know, whatever." Because people are going to be clamoring for more giveaways, right? I've already seen there was another headline somewhere about, now that all the, you know, inflation is happening, we need another giveaway. We need more checks to get cut. And the whole check thing is a real big pain in the ass, right? It would be a lot easier if they had these digital wallets.
They could just press a button.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then money just goes into digital wallets, and they're done. So.
Now, the thing that you were talking about, the CIA doing private transactions, couldn't they just do it in gold or Monero?
Yeah, but how is the U.S. government going to get gold and Monero?
Couldn't they buy it no different from the way they buy bonds?
He does bring up an interesting question. Cash is convenient for those sorts of things, but that doesn't mean they don't have other options. Thank you, Sam, for the call tonight. There's more coming up here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
What you want here. The number is 603-283-6160, and that's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
We are talking about the central bank digital currency, and I didn't bring this in a show prep, but Mehdi called in about it, and it is an interesting topic, and there's a new document that I guess came out earlier this year. It's a 40-page document by the Federal Reserve. It's on their website. I've got it pulled up here. And they talk about the potential benefits and risks, so-called, to a central bank digital currency. And there was one that Mehdi had mentioned he was scrambling to try to find, but he wasn't able to find it while he was on the air with us, where they talk about a bank run as a risk to a central bank digital currency. And I just thought, like, well, how is that going to work? And then you brought up, Aria, the idea of, well, are people going to be allowed to go to their local bank with a CBDC account and pull cash out?
Yeah, like at an ATM or whatever. You would expect to be able to do that.
I wouldn't expect that, though, with a CBDC, because the whole idea behind the CBDC is
the average person would expect to be able to do that.
Yeah, no. From their perspective, they want total control, and cash is, of course, not under their control. And so they want to incentivize people to use the CBDC. So they're going to do – they're even talking about an interest-bearing CBDC here. And they actually say that one of the reasons – one of the so-called risks is the interest-bearing CBDC could reduce people's interest in continuing a bank account with a local bank, because the federal government could just put whatever interest rate they want on it, right? Like, just printing money into existence. And so they could outdo the interest rates, which are garbage, on a bank account very easily. And so that, of course, is going to piss the banks off.
Maybe temporarily, but what is the yield on a bond at this point? Because that's
Treasury
the
bonds?
Same thing, right?
They're garbage. The Treasury bonds are just...
Yeah, they may start out with like a really good rate, but like, hey, look at this. You should hold our central bank digital currency, but after... 20 years or whatever, it's just going to be a garbage rate like any other.
Oh, yeah, of course. But But it's no skin off their back if they make it. You know, if it's 1%, then that probably makes it 10 times what the local bank is going to give you.
Yeah, but that's nowhere near what some of these cryptocurrency investment firms are offering people.
Well, no doubt about it, but they're not marketing this towards cryptocurrency users. This is going to be something they want the average person to get into.
The average person is going to say, I don't have any need for that CBDC, NFT, garbage nonsense they're talking about.
Yeah, they'll be needing it if inflation is continuing, right? So prices are going to keep going up, and at some point, all the federal government's going to have to do to get people to care about the CBDC is say, hey, we got a $500 a month subsidy for everybody. Just sign on up right over here. Get your Federal Reserve CBDC wallet, and you'll get $500 a month. You can spend it at every grocery store, every gas station, whatever.
Can you spend it at cryptocurrency exchanges?
I don't know. That's an excellent question.
Or even at a pawn shop to buy gold and silver?
Again, I don't know what kind of mandates they're going to roll out if they decide to move forward with this. Are they going to mandate that every store accept the CBDC? Or because right now, technically, legal tender just means that you have to accept the Federal Reserve note for all debts, public and private. So technically, you can have a store like our friends Derek J. and Steven did in on the Seacoast, which only took cryptocurrency payments.
Right, because there was no debt.
Correct. So the number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. So here's the section on the bank run, because I thought that was interesting. Like, how can you have a bank run with a CBDC? It says here, because the central bank money is the safest form of money, they claim, a widely accessible CBDC would be particularly attractive to risk-averse users, especially during times of stress in the financial system.
No, that's when anyone with a brain wants to get away from the government-controlled money. Even Warren Buffett recently said, hey, look, no, you don't want to have dollars during a war.
Good advice. You don't want to have dollars anytime, but...
No, but especially not during a war.
Because they're going to inflate like crazy.
Or any of these other stressful times. The last thing you want right now is dollars.
The ability to quickly convert other forms of money, including deposits at commercial banks, into CBDCs, could make runs on financial firms more likely or more severe. Traditional measures such as prudential supervision, government deposit insurance, and access to central bank liquidity may be insufficient to stave off large outflows of commercial bank deposits into CBDC in the event of financial panic. So they believe that if they launch a CBDC, that it will be so attractive to people that there will be a run on the bank in essentially reverse, right? Typically, when you think of a run on a bank, it means a bunch of people are going to the bank to try to get cash out, to take the money out of the bank account. So when the bank fails or whatever, or the bank freezes, or the bank shuts down or whatever, then their money's not trapped in the account. They have it in cash. That's what bank runs have always meant. But now they're saying that a bank run in the case of a CBDC that they're worried about would be the opposite. Instead of people taking cash out of the bank, they would go to their bank and say, banker, send all my account to the CBDC that I have.
I think they misunderstand people panicking and worrying about their investments. I think the average person is going to much prefer having their sheets of paper over something written down electronically. I mean, if they were fine with the electronic thing, they would be fine with leaving their money in the bank and not causing these bank runs in the first place.
Well, which is why I don't think they're going to allow people to take this out as cash. Because cash won't exist for it, right? Like, there's only so much cash. There's way more digital money now than there is cash. We know
that. It's like 97% digital, the total U.S. money supply.
Right, so when they add the CBDC, that's just going to be even more digital money, and God knows how much of it. Like, what if they're going to be supplementing the existing supply of money with CBDC... How many trillions of CBDC or hundreds of billions or whatever CBDC are they going to turn on day number one? Poof, add new money to the money system. That move alone is going to be incredibly inflationary. So
it'll be good for Bitcoin, though.
So they don't want people to run on the bank in the traditional way, which they may very well do, you know, if they create the CBDC. So I don't think they're going to let people take this out as cash. I think the idea is you can put money into the CBDC, but you can't take it out. That's just my speculation. Again, I haven't read this 40-page document.
They learned it from PayPal's handling of cryptocurrency.
The number is 603-283-6160. They say, as with concerns related to financial sector market structure, some of these flight to safety concerns could potentially be mitigated by CBDC design choices. For example, a central bank could pay no interest on the CBDC. Nonetheless, because a liability of the central bank is essentially riskless, depositors,
unless they decide they don't like to hear politics,
depositors may prefer CBDC over bank deposits in a crisis, even if the CBDC has a less attractive rate of return. A central bank could potentially address this risk by limiting the total amount of CBDC the end user could hold, or it could limit the amount of CBDC the end user could accumulate over short periods. So they still haven't
figured
out.
They're going to cap your wallet. They're going to cap your wealth.
If it makes the banks happy. Again, this comes back to what nobody was saying earlier. If they can create this CBDC in a way where the banks say, all right, then it's going to happen. And so this is them sort of feeling out, oh, we could do it this way. We could have an interest-bearing one. But the bankers wouldn't like that. So we could choose to not do the interest-bearing thing and then just... So they've got different options that they put on the table here.
Do they have any that are good?
No, of course not. It's obviously just pure evil. I mean, this is government money.
Yeah.
That's what it is, and that's what it does. Let's go to Steven. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Steven.
Hey, guys. I need some libertarian advice here. I've been in chat with some libertarians locally.
All right.
I have a little bit of a dilemma. How familiar are you guys with Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I've seen her name. She is, as I understand it, a Republican congressperson, I think, who's made some headlines because she's a younger woman and is controversial in some way. I don't know what it is, though.
Yeah, so she loves Donald Trump more than Donald Trump loves Donald Trump.
Oh, that's what she is.
Which is impressive. Yeah. And she had an office next to another congresswoman who is very left, who had a transgender or has a transgender child. And so she hung a sign up that said there's only two genders and went on that crusade. And whenever, like, you meet her, like, in person, she pulls what I call the Jesus card.
To show how Christian she is? She's like, I'm more Christian than you kind of person?
Kind of. Well,
hang on. I know you're going to some sort of a point or a question here. So we'll talk about this person, Marjorie Taylor Greene. He'll tell us a little bit more about it, and we'll...
How is it that trans people are like 0.5% of the population, but we're just always getting talked about?
There's more on the way here. More with Stephen. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.